The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about all things Easter related.
We know Easter is about so much more than just dyeing Easter eggs, but we really love getting creative with our kids every year with some of those Paws Easter egg dye kits. I love those.
Yes, but today we're going to talk about different techniques for decorating Easter eggs. I have some very creative cousins, and we like to try and outdo each other just a little bit every year. So I've researched some new ideas.
Okay, good. What's the game plan?
Well, I'm going to shoot for plaid eggs, I think. That's my strategy.
Plaid.
You just put strips of scotch tape on a boiled egg, dip it in your favorite egg dye, let it dry, take off the tape strips and add strips of tape going in the other direction, thus the plaid, and then you dip the egg into a second color, let it dry, and there you go.
Ooh, that sounds a little bit intimidating with all the steps, but I'm going to try it. I like it. Now, this idea is super easy, and you know I'm all about super easy ideas. You use a Sharpie to decorate the Easter eggs, and Sharpies come in all kinds of colors now, and they have the thin strips and the wide tips, so they're ideal for drawing designs or even for kids to just write their names on the eggs.
I love that idea. That is easy. You can also use acrylic paint, I guess, to decorate the same thing. You can use paint with the brushes, or if the kids like to use their fingers, go for it.
Yeah, and if you like chalkboard looks, that's so popular right now. Why not use that idea on Easter eggs? You just paint your boiled eggs with chalkboard paint and start drawing. If you hate it, erase it and start over.
I'm going to have to make up my mind because Easter Sunday is coming up soon, so I need to figure out my strategy.
Yes, time is running out, and speaking of, we're out of time too. So thanks for listening. We hope you have a great Monday.